All right, Wednesday, 5 p.m., time for American Hit Radio. And my voice sounds really weird again, Heidi. Are we in the right? Is that better? I think that's better. I can't tell. The last time I said this, though, when I went back, I'm like, oh, God, things are totally weird. Do I sound good to you? Okay, my levels are fine. Sorry, everybody. Time for American Hit Radio. I'm Tom Ryan, if you are hearing my voice, and that's my wife and co-host, Teddy Morales Ryan, running the board. And, of course, we do this every Wednesday and Friday. On Wednesdays, we've been looking at albums for about, God, a decade now or more. Two lists, the top 500 of the top 40 and the alternative top 40. The difference being 500 albums that reached Billboard's top 40 and another 500 that did not. I did that deliberately because I figured that if we stuck with only popular albums, we're really only getting half of the story. So I wanted to kind of force myself to be able to do things that were not particularly popular. In fact, that's how we started in the beginning, just with the stuff that didn't become obviously popular. And it was like as a second guess that I thought, well, you know, we really ought to go back and do some of the popular albums too. So we've been doing them basically back to back in chronological order as they arise. And we are now up to since we're doing them all chronologically, starting back in 1955 and working our way toward the present, we are up to March of 1976. And 1976 is proving to be a really strange year. It's when everything begins to change, or when you don't really know what direction things are going to go in. And today is no exception. The album that we're going to cover was released in March of 1976. And what kind of makes it freaky is that it is not a top 40 album. It only reached number 76 on the pop charts, despite the fact that it contains some of the most famous and important music in the history of rock and roll. The reason that happened is because it is a compilation album of some very old songs recorded by Elvis Presley. It's called The Sun Sessions, which is the oldest songs recorded by Elvis Presley. The very first songs recorded by Elvis Presley when he was on Sun Records, meaning that most of the songs date back to either the second half of 1954 or the first half of 1955. So by 1976 standards, these songs were ancient. They were already over two decades old. By today's standards, they're songs that your great-grandpa listened to. I'm really not even exaggerating. The thing that's crazy about it, though, is that they're so important that they still sound relevant. But we do need perspective, because everybody talks about Elvis, these songs in particular, as being responsible for the birth of rock and roll. But I did a quick run through of some of the songs that Elvis sang and some of the songs that we might even be hearing today. And I looked up a couple of artists that actually predate Elvis. And here's an example. Lloyd Price, Lordy McCordy, Huey Piano Smith, Don't You Just Know It, Big Joe Turner, Shake, Rattle and Roll, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, Work With Me, Annie, Laverne Baker, Tweedledee Dee, Ruth Brown, Mama, He Treats Your Daughter Mean, Ray Charles, a lot of stuff, but Mess Around, Johnny Otis, Willie and the Hand Jive. That's only a small representation of artists who were recording rock and roll music before it even had a proper name. Not to diminish his talent, but Elvis's legacy is largely based on historic revisionism. The first example of this is bluntly racist. At the time, most middle-class Americans credited Elvis with inventing rock and roll. But even a cursory glance at that list that I just made, that list of names, proves that it existed long before he released his first recording. Sam Phillips, who was the man who recorded Elvis at Sun Records, repeatedly stated, "If I could find a white man who had the Negro sound and the Negro feel, I could make $1 billion. His intent was not prejudicial at all, but practical. As a studio owner, Phillips proved himself to be remarkably open-minded, particularly when you consider that he operated out of Memphis 10-plus years before the Civil Rights Act. He'd been recording blues and R&B artists for his entire career. His comment was more a matter of practicality because he knew that the Southern music industry would never allow a black artist into their business circle. When Elvis arrived at Sun Studios, he was fresh-faced and malleable, and Phillips instinctively recognized his potential. The second example, though, of revisionism is our own collective memories of the timeline. Almost everyone from that era seems to associate Elvis with Sun Records. But it's highly unlikely that anyone outside of their Southern distribution region owned a Sun 45 before 1956. Furthermore, of the 16 songs that appear here on this album that we're going to cover today, because this album contains almost everything that Elvis recorded while he was at Sun, only 5 of the 16 were previously released on an album, with all 5 of those appearing on his RCA debut, meaning that they weren't even released on Sun, spread out and mixed in with newer recordings that he recorded while he was at RCA, if you follow me. So if you can ignore the egregious cover art, because the cover is pretty bad on this album, this collection is special because it does mark the very first time that these recordings were gathered together as a more or less accurate presentation of Elvis before he became a superstar and then an icon. It's Elvis's first rock and roll album that is honest about it, as opposed to the RCA album where they would grab songs from all over his career and put it together after he'd already become famous. This, in other words, is pre-homogenized Elvis in all his raw glory, and it presents a fascinating account of him searching for a suitable style with nobody but Sam Phillips, guitarist Scotty Moore, and the bassist Bill Black to guide him. It was just the 4 of them. America likes to create its own version of history, and the Elvis story is no different. In fact, it's a prime example. But even a cursory listen to the songs herein reveals a fresh interpretation and an exciting new direction for rock and roll music from the man responsible for taking it into the mainstream. Because that's where Elvis deserves credit. He didn't invent it, but he definitely brought it into the mainstream. For when I say mainstream, I mean Southern white Americans could say that they were listening to rock and roll and not feel as though they were crossing a color line that society would not have otherwise allowed. Released only 1 year before he died, this album, it's said that this collection was not assembled sooner, but better late than never. Hearing these songs in their proper context over 2 decades after the fact only serves to prove their status as classic recordings that changed the direction of popular music forever and for better. With the ears that you're going to be hearing them now, it's now been something like 70 years since they've been recorded. That's why I said this is like your great-grandpa's music. Imagine that, though, and try to keep an open mind, because if for music that old, I find that to be almost impossible as you hear these recordings, because they are so pure, so incredibly uniquely original for their time, that what they stand for is something totally remarkable and, I hope you agree with me, timeless. The first track up is one that you probably certainly know. One of the most well-known songs of his Sun recordings is an Arthur Crudup tune called That's All Right, Mama. What ended up becoming Elvis's first single on Sun Records, a song that pretty much happened almost as an accident, with Elvis just fooling around in the studio after they were like trying to come up with some ideas and they weren't even bothering to record it yet because nothing really seemed to be happening of much interest. And with the lack of energy that was going on, Elvis just began to fool around and play that song. And they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Do that again. Do that again. And then, bam, there it was, their first single. So it became popular regionally, only, you know, in the area where Sun was able to distribute its records, which was pretty much as far as they could get it to be heard on the radio, which is to say the Memphis area. It did not get to New York or the East Coast or the West Coast, for that matter. Nothing like that at all. But they did have a regional hit that was popular on the Memphis radio station. And they needed to do something else. Now, Scotty Moore, the guitar player, here's what he had to say about it. We all of us knew we needed something to follow up. And things seemed pretty hopeless after a while. Bill, the bass player, is the one who came up with Blue Moon of Kentucky. We're taking a little break, and he starts beating on the bass and singing Blue Moon of Kentucky, sort of mocking Bill Monroe, singing the high falsetto voice. Now, by the way, Bill Monroe wrote the song as like a bluegrass waltz. That's what it was. So, and he's singing it in this high falsetto voice. Elvis starts to join in with him, starts playing, and sings along with him. Pretty soon, of course, they start to Elvisify it, so to speak, and they end up with their second single, Bill Monroe's Blue Moon of Kentucky being Elvisified, so to speak.
Blue Moon, Blue Moon, Blue Moon, keep shining bright. Only shining bright, she gonna bring me back on my baby tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I say blue moon, I'm Kentucky, they keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon, I'm Kentucky, they keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, the heat was on. Blue moon, I've got to keep on shining.
You know, when they put out the records back then, when they were being released as singles, they weren't, the credits were interesting. If you had the original record, it would have said as credits, Elvis Presley, Scotty, and Bill. Not just Elvis Presley. It had their, you know, that was like the artist, Elvis Presley, Scotty, and Bill. I think that's pretty cool. And the DJ who was playing this stuff for Sam Phillips was a guy named Dewey Phillips. They weren't related, but it was they were friends. They were very good friends, and it was Dewey Phillips who was really entranced by the stuff that was coming out of Sam Phillips' studio and was really happy to be playing it, especially when he was like, oh, my gosh, you know, this is a local boy, you know, one of our own is probably what he would have been saying, you know, doing all this. So the third single was Good Rockin' Tonight. We'll get to the B-sides later, but actually we'll get to the B-side right now for that. We'll play the B-side of Good Rockin' Tonight was I Don't Care If the Sun Don't Shine, and the A-side, of course, being Good Rockin' Tonight. We'll play them back-to-back right now.
Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my lovin' in the evening time when I... baby, but it ain't no fun with the sun around. I get going when the sun goes down and I with my baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss, and we're gonna kiss some more. But who cares how many times we kiss, cause at a time like this, who keeps score? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. And the kids and the kids and the kids and we're gonna kiss some more. Who cares how many times we kiss? Cause at a time like this, who keeps going? Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I give my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. And it don't matter if it's sleet or snow, a drive-in's cozy when the lights are low. And I'm with my baby. Makes no difference if the rain comes down. I don't notice when she's around, oh boy. What a baby. Well, that's when we're gonna kiss and the kiss and the kiss and the kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from my baby doll makes me high, more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I meet my baby. So when we're gonna kiss and kiss and kiss and kiss and we're gonna kiss some more. Well, one kiss from my baby doll makes me holler more. Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I get my loving in the evening time when I'm with my baby. up in the night. I'm gonna hold my baby as tight as I can. Tonight she'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news, there's good rockin' tonight. I say, oh, meet me in a hurry behind the bar. Don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm going to rock away all the blues. I heard the news, there's good rocking tonight.
Cool single to own, right? I mean, a double-sided hit, obviously. I mean, both of these, That's All Right Mama with Blue Moon of Kentucky, then I Don't Care If the Sun Don't Shine and Good Rockin' Tonight. Problem there, though, is that it wasn't a hit. Good Rockin' Tonight, at the time, was more or less overlooked. It was maybe too much like the original by Ray Brown at the time. It was a straight-up cover. And it didn't sell very well at the time. Of course, in retrospect now, it's one of the most famous recordings that Elvis ever made. It did eventually catch on. I mean, every single one of these Sun recordings did, to be honest. I don't think you're going to find any that you're going to say, oh, well, that's a dud. I mean, this is them finding their way through the morass of what the mid-50s were like and coming up with an entirely new idea of basically turning country and bluegrass music into and R&B into rock and roll. And it's happening like right in front of their eyes. Now, the next single that they released was the Milk Cow Blues Boogie. For some reason, this doesn't get the credit that it deserves as far as a title. I think it's one of the coolest introductions ever. It starts out like a ballad, like in its original form, Kokomo Arnold. And Elvis, who is very aware of the fact that the things that are working for him is the fact that he already took a couple of other songs like Blue Moon of Kentucky and rocked it up and it became huge for him, said maybe that's what we need. So you can hear exactly what he's thinking with this track. In this instance, we'll again play the A side and the B side. We'll play Milk Cow Blues Boogie and the B side, You're a Heartbreaker.
Oh, well, I woke up this morning and I looked out the door. I can tell that old milk cow by the way she looks. Holy fellas, that don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change. Well, I woke up this morning and I looked out the door. I can tell an old milk cow, I can tell the way she low. Now if you saw my milk cow, he was rocking on home. I had no milk and butter since that cow's been gone. Well, I tried to reach a ride day by day, get out your little prayer book, get out on your knees and pray, boy, you're going to
loving daddy's hell someday. And you're gonna be sorry treating me this way. Oh, let's milk it. Get along with you. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna quit my crying. I'm gonna leave you alone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gone. I'm gonna leave. You're gonna need your loving daddy's help someday. And you're gonna be sorry for treating me this way.
Some back-to-back single, Milk Cow Blues, Boogie, and Your Heartbreaker. Let me mention, you're listening to WHBC, WHBC HD, Garden City, New York. American Radio is the program. I'm Tom Ryan with Heidi Morales, Ryan, my host, my wife and co-host. And we are playing our way through the Sun Sessions by Elvis Presley, an unusual release in 1976. I'm usually not one to be playing compilation albums on in this series. They usually don't apply. In this case, I think that it has to apply for obvious reasons, I think, because it's almost like a reinvention. Or it's something that didn't actually even, that wasn't available until this happened in 1976. These songs were buried over, if you wanted them, you would have to have bought something like 8 different RCA albums to get them as they were distributed, or maybe even find some of the old original singles. So this was great when this came out. Now, Up after this, we'll play another. I'm not going to play them back to back this time, though. This is another single that came out in April of 1955, a song with a really awesome title called "I'm Left, You're Right, She's Gone." Sometimes the other way around, you're right, I'm left, she's gone. Loved that title. I always did. The cool thing is it was written by two guys named Stan Kessler and William Taylor. Never knew who they were. I just looked it up. It turns out that they were in a group called the Sneerly Ranch Boys. Now, I don't know who that is either. I looked that up. Turns out that they were on Sun Records. They were a group that was signed to Sun. So it was, you know, they wrote it. They gave it to Elvis. And Elvis had a big hit with it. Their song went top 10. On the country and western charts, which is a big deal. Elvis is making money at this point. Now that he's got four hit records, and he's going top 10 on the country and western charts. Sam Phillips is so confident that he even hired a session drummer for this one, bringing a guy named Jimmy Lott to record with the band. So you're hearing like act drums on this track. So. Here from April 1955, when this was released, is "I'm Left, You're Right, She's Gone."
We're right, I'm left, she's gone. We're right, and I'm left all alone. Well, he tried to tell me so, but how was I to know? Like she was not one for me. You told me all along. You're right, our love was wrong. But now I've changed my mind, 'cause she broke the tie of mine. And I know that she'd never care for me. Just what she doing? I guess I'm not so smart. Are you trying to tell me all alone? You don't break my heart. I'm left, you're right, she's gone. You're right, and I'm left all alone. Well, she's gone, I know not where. But now I just don't care. All for now, I'm falling for you.
She's gone. Although Elvis does sing it, you're right, I'm left, she's gone. So don't really matter one way or the other. Like I said, that's written by a bunch of boys from the exact same label, Sun Records, the Sneerly Ranch Boys, Stan Kessler and William Taylor. Now, the B-side is one of my favorite songs that Elvis ever recorded, Baby Let's Play House, the B-side, written by Arthur Gunter. What is interesting about it, couple things that are interesting about it, is how John Lennon obviously was a very big Elvis fan in his early days. And he picked up a line from it just 10 years later. He was writing an album with Paul McCartney called Rubber Soul. And he put a song on it called Run For Your Life. And he used that line, "I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man." Well, he took it from this song. Because he was a big Elvis fan, and that's how he heard it. So he grabbed that line from Baby Let's Play House. And another interesting thing is Elvis sings a line that used to be, you know, I think it was, you know, you may have religion, but Elvis didn't want to sing about religion. So Elvis changed that to, you may have a pink Cadillac. Because at that time, at this point in time, Elvis had a pink Cadillac. He was selling records. And Sam Phillips, if I remember correctly, it was Sam Phillips who bought him the car. Said, I'm going to give him a car. Probably charged him for it too. But maybe Elvis, no, I think Elvis had it. Elvis was driving around in a pink Cadillac. So there's a couple of interesting stories for you. Here's Baby Let's Play House.
A pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Now listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house. And now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, maybe I won't play hard with you. All in the house, yeah. Now this is one thing, baby, I don't want you to know. Come on back and let's play a little house so we can act like we did before. But so baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Hit it. To be with another man. And I'll be, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I won't play out with you. Baby, come back, baby, I want to play out with you.
We're about halfway through. That would have been the end of side one with those eight tracks. And I hope you're beginning. I mean, it seems so weird. I'm talking about the year 1976, but playing this stuff. But I've been saying how weird 1976 is ever since we got to this year. So this is no exception. It's going to continue like this. It's just very strange. It's a transitional year for sure. Even in the fact that it basically is the year where you begin to start putting things together, like the history that really, truly mattered. Keep in mind that Elvis was alive when this came out in 1976. All right, side two is probably one of the more spooky singles released by Elvis. Came out in August of 1955. Definitely rated as one of the top 100 all-time best singles, for sure. It was originally released on Sun Records. It's a Junior Parker song called Mystery Train, and it's credited as a songwriting to Junior Parker and also Sam Phillips. Came out in 1953 on Sun Records. Now, did Sam Phillips help write it? You know, there's a lot of times, and you know, a lot of people basically force their names on stuff like that. I don't know, though. I think in this instance, Sam Phillips was the type of guy who was really hands-on, really was hands-on, and he really did a lot to support his artists. So I'm going to just venture a guess to say that Sam Phillips probably did have some serious input on the recording of the track one way or another, enough to basically give himself some writing credit. Anyway, it was originally released in 1953 and was a top 10 hit then. Elvis, being familiar with it, did his version in August of 1955, where it went top 10 once again. Here's Mystery Train.
Train I ride, slow. Well, that long black train got my baby and gone. Train, train, coming round, round the bend. Well, it took my baby, but it never will again. No, not again. Train, train, coming down, down the line. Train, train, coming down the line. Well, it's bringing my baby, cause she's my all mine, she's my all mine.
Doesn't get more classic than that. Now, on the B side of that track was a song that would eventually be released as an A side on RCA Records just a few months later. And when it was released on RCA, it would go to number 11 on the national charts. In this instance, it didn't go anywhere. It was just a B side. It's called I Forgot to Remember to Forget.
Forgot to remember to forget her. I can't seem to get her off my mind. I thought I'd never miss her, but I found out somehow. I think about her almost all the time. The day she went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget we're ever met. But something sure is wrong, cause I'm so blue and lonely. God, remember to forget. Went away, I made myself a promise that I'd soon forget we're ever met. Well, but something sure is wrong, cause I'm so blue and lonely, I forgot to remember to forget.
All right, from here on out, it's less talk, more music. I'm going to play a couple tracks back to back for you. First up, I'll Never Let You Go, aka Little Darlin', and I Love You Because.
So sorry, 'cause I made you cry. I'll never let you go, 'cause I love you. So please don't ever say
because you understand it.
both of those songs and the remaining songs we've all played already, by the way, when we played Elvis's debut album a long time ago, back in when we were in the beginning of this series. The remaining songs to play are Trying to Get to You, Blue Moon, and Just Because. And if you go back in the old shows, you'll hear it on the debut Elvis album. See you then, folks. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Traveling over miles, even through the valleys too. I've been traveling all in day. I've been running all the way. Baby, trying to get to you. Ever since I read your letter, where you said you loved me true. I've been traveling night and day. I've been running all the way. Baby, trying to get to you. Kept traveling night and day. I kept running all the way. Baby, trying to get to you. Well, if I had to do it all, I would travel night and day, and I'd still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you. My way was dark at night. He would shine as bright as light when I was trying to get to you.
Blue moon, you saw me standing alone.
Just because your mama thinks you're hot. Well, just because you think you've got something that no other girl has got, you cause me to spend all of my money. You laughing to call me old Shannon Law. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Because, well, we'll just be because. Bills for you. You caused me to lose all of my women.